Hi, this is Ted Nguyen with Ted Nguyen USA on the beautiful Pineapple Island of Lanai in Hawaii. And I'm spending a couple days here at the Four Seasons Lanai Resort. And I'm taking a private tour with two special guests with us. So I'm going to have Jason just introduce himself and just tell us a little bit about the island.
Hi, I'm Jason Abarca. I work here at the Four Seasons. And my actual title is Guest Activity Supervisor. So I take guests on different excursions, whether it be snorkeling, tide pools, primarily hikes to get them out of the resort and just share a little bit of our culture with them. So talking about this particular area that we're down here at Hulapoi'i Beach Park is the beach that's right below Manele. Hulapoi'i was originally when the first Polynesians came to Hawaii and they settled this area. They spend a lot of time here in Hulapoi Bay because it does provide a little sanctuary and a little bit of, protection, and it offers great fishing grounds. So the area was, and then from there, the Polynesians, who later became the Hawaiians and Native Hawaiians, ventured off to different parts of Hawaii and settled in different regions. And the bay itself, one of the interesting things about the bay is, like the Native Americans, the Polynesians, they shared name places with all the different with the region. So Hulapoi'i Bay is one of the few spots in Hawaii that they don't actually know the actual meaning of the name. Now, one of the theories behind it was this particular region down here at Hulapoi'i Bay was there was a very famous and spiritual hula halau, which is like a school to teach hula lessons.
Okay, so we're gonna go out of the Mercedes SUV and check it out. Of Lanai Craig, at Lanai Craig on Twitter, who I actually met on Twitter about 6 months ago, and he tweeted me and said, hey, if you're ever in Lanai, you know, come by and I'll buy you a beer. So here I am 6 months later. I never thought I'd be in Lanai. Circumstances made it possible for me to meet Craig Newton. It's his real name. And tell us your title. It's a really interesting title at the Four Seasons.
Well, I have one of the longest titles in Four Seasons, and it's Director of Exceptional Experience. It barely fits on the business card, but one of the my roles here is to give guests an exceptional experience when they come out to Lanai. One of the things I think is the most crucial part of giving a guest an exceptional experience is showing them the history and the culture and everything that is Lanai. You come out here, and if you have an authentic local experience, I think that you'll have an exceptional experience. So that's what we're doing today, is we're going to go on a little tour of the island with myself and Jason, and we'll give you a history of everything that's here.
Right. And it's been a truly remarkable. I know that you've reached out to me, and just from the first minute of stepping on this beautiful premise, you know, I received that title fully, the Director of Exceptional Experiences, and I've really fully have appreciated the exceptional experience that not only you, but the entire Four Seasons staff have provided us. And I think it's really about, you know, sharing the unique cultural aspects of this island, as well as the true spirit that is here and that I'm waiting to discover fully myself.
Well, it looks like we're off to a good start then. I mean, that's what we want you to experience when you come here, is the aloha that you feel from everybody that lives here on Lanai and in Hawaii. But, it's good that you're getting off to that great experience from the get-go. So let's go on the island tour and check this place
all
out.
All right. Sounds all right. Fine. Your name?
My name is Brendan Kaikala.
Okay. And I roped you into doing a rendition of a famous song by the Eagles, right? You were playing the traditional ukulele. Did I say that right?
Ukulele.
Okay, and I'm going to join you. Hopefully I won't mess up, okay?
Okay, so let's start.
Okay, so...
Okay, I don't think I can do that. But thank you so much. How long have you been playing the ukulele?
A couple years.
Okay, it's great. So tell us a little bit more about this traditional instrument.
I know that the name is originated because ukus is actually like head lice.
Uh-huh.
And when you play, your fingers look like lice jumping around.
Oh, so that's where it comes
so
from.
That's how the name was originated. Your fingers look like ukus jumping around on the strings. Oh. Lele's jump.
Okay, so that's why. I never know. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
So the island itself, it's at its peak, back about 400 years ago, there was a population of about 6,000 native Hawaiians living on the island. And then over time, it had dwindled down to about 124. That's what the lowest count they ever had here. And then they came, when missionaries came in, they started different plantations on the island. They started a sugarcane plantation, which failed miserably. They tried to grow it in a very dry area, and it failed miserably. And then from there, they moved on to cattle ranching, which the hub of the cattle ranching is actually up at Koele. It's where the headquarters were. And then also down here at Manele is where we actually had the cattle chute, which is the native Hawaiians called it a pipi chute. Pipi, P-I-P-I in Hawaiian is cattle. And originally they would herd the cattle down onto the beach, push them out into the sand, and put them on ships and sell them back to Oahu. And they built a cattle ship, cattle chutes down here at Manele Harbor, which where we're at right now. And then the cattle ranching lasted for quite a few years. And then from there they moved on to, with Dole purchasing majority of the island, moved on to pineapples. And for decades, Lanai was known as the Pineapple Island, which a majority of the pineapples around the world actually came from Lanai. And at one point, everywhere that you looked, the ground was flat or somewhat flat, pineapples grew. And then in the late 80s and early 90s, they knew that the pineapples weren't going to last forever in Hawaii. So the previous owner, David Murdoch, then introduced the resorts here on the island. Originally, the lodge opened in 1989. And a few years later, in 1991, the Manele Bay Hotel is what it was known at the time, opened down here at down by Manele. And then the island, it turned to tourism, and which what it's been since then. And throughout time, you know, it's been primarily a one type of ownership land. Originally, you know, the missionaries came in. There was a missionary, his name is Walter Murray Gibson, eventually gained control of the majority of the island. And then the Gay family, and then the Dole family, and then David Murdoch and his company when he became the primary owner in Dole. And then more recently, Mr. Ellison.
Yeah, and Mr. Ellison is Larry Ellison, famous for
Oracle Racing, and of course now Lanai.
All right, so we are at the harbor now. And what's so significant about the harbor?
The most significant thing about the harbor is a couple of things. One, this is the most active port on Lanai. There's two harbors here. There's a Kamalapau Harbor, which one ship comes in one day a week, which is where we get all of our barge from. And then there's Manele Harbor, which is where all the small boats come in. And the most popular is Expeditions, which is the ferry that runs five times a day between Lanai and Lahaina, Maui. So it gets people back and forth. So if you're ever here and you need to get off the island for a day, you can take that boat over. And then, of course, all the small charters, the Trilogy, the whale watching charters, the snorkeling and diving charters, and fishing charters all run out of Manele Harbor as well.
What I'm really amazed at is how green it is. I didn't expect it to be this green. Is it because of all the rain that you've received recently, or is this typically green like this?
This time of year, we do get a little bit more moisture than the rest of the year, so that's what's kept it so green here over the past couple months. A lot of times it is drier on this side of the island, and it works like that with all the islands in Hawaii, what we call the leeward side, which is usually the southwest side, and the west side is drier. A lot of the moisture comes from the northeast and dumps on the northeast side of the island. So across the islands, the northeast side of each Hawaiian island is a lot greener and lusher, and it turns drier. As you get to the south side, and the largest benefit of that is obviously we get sunshine here most of the year.
So. Right, and it's been a beautiful, beautiful experience here, and it's been quiet, solitude, and just a nice pace, much needed nice pace from the chaos of daily life. So that's it for us for now. This is Ted Nguyen at Ted Nguyen USA. I'm signing off for now so I can enjoy the rest of my trip in paradise.